The following audio is from Harvest Church in Memphis, Tennessee.
Welcome to Harvest this morning. If you will go and stand with us as we begin to worship. We're going to praise our God for who He is. A great, mighty, loving King. Let's sing it out. You're the reason.
You're the reason we are here. You're the reason we are seeing. Open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart. Filling every part of our
Let's sing it out, descending.
Descending like a cloud. You're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes.
That's our prayer.
You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're here.
Come on, let's sing it with joy. Celebrate His love, church. Amen.
Amen, amen. Welcome to Harvest. Before you sit down, just take a moment and greet one another in the Lord this morning. Glad you're here with us, and then we'll get started. Just greet you. Welcome, welcome. Some of you are five rows deep. That's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive greetings. Welcome to Harvest. Y'all can grab a seat here for just a moment. I want to introduce what we're going to be doing today. We have a little bit of a different service. And for those of you who don't know, my name's Josiah Lawrence. I'm one of the assistant pastors here. And normally what we do is we worship the Lord in song and prayer, and then we spend some time hearing from the Word in from God's Word. Someone opening up that in a sermon to us. And so that's something that we love to do here at Harvest. But something else we love to do is to get to launch into each year with a service of prayer and praise, where you guys get to participate throughout the entire time in not just saying, let's hear from the Lord from someone up here, but let's hear from the Lord from one another. And I love how Jesus, as he cleansed the temple, said that my Father's house will be a house of prayer. And so as we begin the year and launch into what God has for us as a church, today is going to be a service of prayer and praise. We're going to get to celebrate God changing hearts and lives in baptism. And we're going to begin by adoring God this morning. And so for those of you who adoration is a weird word for you, don't be surprised. That's okay. Really what it means is just that we're going to love God for who he is. We're going to love and worship him for who he is this morning. And we're going to spend some time in confession and thanksgiving and asking from the Lord. But as we begin, there's really almost nothing as important as who we have in our minds that we're spending time with this morning. And yes, it's one another, but ultimately it's our Father, it's God himself that we're worshiping. And so adoration calls us to remember who we're talking to. And so as we do that this morning, I want us to read from Psalm 145. And we're going to do this together. I'm going to read the first line of each verse. And if you would, as you're turning, if you would stand, I would love for you to read the bold section of each verse so that we can adore the Lord together through his word. And so let's read together. You can look on the screen, or if you have the ESV, you'll have the same wording that we have. From Psalm 145, I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his works and kind in all his works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand. You satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. This morning, let us spend just a moment now, silently and individually, adoring our God for who he is, as we've been able to do so corporately from his word. And so even now, if you need to sit down or take just a moment to yourself, let's sit and adore our Lord. I'll close us in prayer and we'll continue to adore him in song. Lord, we thank you for these all too short moments to remember who you are. God, we praise you that you are our Father, that you are the one who has saved us from our sin. Lord, we worship you because you are the provider and sustainer. Lord, we worship you because you are great, and you're not only great, but you are good. Lord, we worship and love you this morning because of all that you have allowed us to know about you, and we beg you, Lord, this year and this morning, let us know you more and more. Lord, let us live lives and not just moments of adoration. Draw us not just to ask from you, Lord, but to remember who you are and how who you are drives all of our lives. Lord, let us continue to worship you this morning and throughout this week. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Let's stand and continue to adore our Lord in song.
The mountains standing in your stream, the oceans roaring at your praise. All creation glorifies your name. The angels bow before your throne. The heavens shine forever. All creation glorifies your name. All creation glorifies your name.
Sing of his grace, church. Who breaks the power?
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger. The King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my grace. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be saved. I sing for all that you've done for me. All that you've done for me.
Come on. Who brings our chaos back into order?
Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all. Who rules the nations with truth and justice? Shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings.
Let's sing it.
This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. Then you would take.
Church, let's declare that He is worthy of our praise.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. You are worthy, worthy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King.
As we gather here as a family of believers, we come here to behold Jesus. We come here to behold our God and our King and what He's done for us in giving us Jesus on the cross. As we sing this next song, let's sing it with joy in our hearts for what He's done.
Come behold the wondrous mystery in the dawning of the King. He, the theme of heaven's praises, robed in frail humanity. And in our longing, in our darkness,
life has come. Look to Christ who condescended, took on flesh to ransom us.
We praise Him for that this morning. Come behold the wondrous mystery.
Come behold the wondrous mystery. He the perfect Son of Man, in His living, in His suffering, never trace nor stain of sin. See the true and better Adam come to save the hell-bound man. Christ the great and sure fulfillment of the law, in Him we stand. Come behold the wondrous mystery, Christ the Lord upon the tree, in the stead of ruined sinners hangs the Lamb in victory. See the price of our redemption, see the Father's plan unfold, bringing many sons to glory, grace unmeasured.
I want to welcome you as well. My name is Kenan Vaughn. I've got the privilege of pastoring here at Harvest. And just like Josiah said, we're doing something a little different this morning. But it's an annual tradition. So this is our third time to celebrate a prayer and praise service to really start our new year together. And something we just look forward to all year long, frankly, to almost kind of push reset, to remember God's faithfulness yesterday and to know His promise of faithfulness tomorrow is sure. And to spend time in adoration and in confession and in thanksgiving and seeking Him in supplication. And so that's what we're doing. We're refreshing all of our hearts this morning as we refresh all of our systems going into a new year. And so I want to lead us in a time of confession. And I want you to just kind of stop and pause on that for a moment. Just go ahead and wrap your minds around that. Confessing our sin before the Lord. And really, this is a vital part of our spiritual diet. We probably don't do this enough corporately to assume that everyone does this privately, but the Bible is chock full of scriptures talking about bringing our sin into the light, confessing our sin before one another, before God, that it's when we confess that He's faithful to forgive. And I don't know about you, but in my walk with Christ, there's few things that are more cleansing of my soul than when I spend time just confessing, honestly. I'm not telling God anything He doesn't know, and maybe that's why sometimes I feel like there's no need, but on the back end of really getting serious on your knees, confessing to the Lord, then I always realize why the scriptures instruct me to do so. There is a special application of just His mercy that you feel and that you receive in those moments when you are really confessing your sin before God. And so let me read you a scripture here. 1 John speaks to this. In 1 John chapter 1, let me read verses 5 through 10. This is the message we have heard from Him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. It's pretty straightforward, isn't it? And I hope that that speaks to all of our hearts this morning. So the way we'll do this is I'm going to pray just kind of to try to lead us to this place of just preparing our hearts to confess as a body. And then we'll have a confession that we'll do publicly and then some time privately. So let me pray for us. Lord, we do come to you as just broken people. And it's hard for me not to make this personal. I come to you just broken. Just a heart that is prone to be deceived, to allow myself to be deceived, to maybe even to think I'm more righteous than I am and not to acknowledge the areas in my life that have assuaged themselves to darkness, that need to be dragged back into the light, that this old man does die very hard. And though I want to follow you, there are times where I'm easily distracted and I easily wander and I fall into sin. And so, Lord, I know I need to bring myself this morning in transparency before you. I need to feel afresh just the renewed washing of your grace and mercy. And I know my brothers and sisters do as well. And so we come to you just as broken people. We come to you for a time of confessing our sins corporately and privately. And God, I pray that you just meet us in this place, just as your scriptures have said. If we do this, you are faithful. You are just to not only forgive us, but to cleanse us. I remember David saying, create in me a clean heart and renew within me a steadfast spirit. That's what we desire. Clean hearts, steadfast spirit, to walk in ways of righteousness that we cannot walk in our own power, that we can only walk by the power of your Holy Spirit. So God, we want to renew our confession. Lord, my life is an absolute wreck without you. And even with you, it's messy because there are times where I try to do things in my own strength. So I want to just bear myself before you this morning. I invite our church to do so. Lord, we stand before you. Really, Lord, we don't stand, we kneel before you. And we bring our sin to the table. We confess before you that we are incredibly needy people. We are incredibly broken people, and we are sinful before you. So God, please do not withhold your mercy. By the blood that Jesus shed, will you pour out your grace on us this morning? Will you pour out your forgiveness? Will you renew in us a steadfast spirit? Will you create in us clean hearts? I want to pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You were probably given in your bulletin a little white card, if you'll pull that out with me. We're going to say together, corporately, a prayer of confession. And you can remain seated for this. I'm just continuing to prepare, to participate in confession now. This is a great prayer that I want us to say corporately, and then we'll have some time privately. So if you'll say this prayer of confession with me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we bow before your majestic holiness, conscious of our need of your pardoning grace. We ask forgiveness for our lack of awe and wonder and worship, for our failure to know, trust, and rest in your promises, for our impatience and distress while waiting for your answers to our prayer, and for our aversion to embracing the cost of following our Savior. Thank you for appointing Jesus to rescue us and to bring us safely to his everlasting kingdom. We make our prayer in his glorious name. Amen. Will you now take some few moments just privately and confess your sins uniquely? And I just want to encourage you to bear your soul before the Lord in this time. So let's go to the Lord in private confession. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you flip that card over on the back, it reads Assurance of Pardon. I hope this is as powerful for us as it has been for me, but we're going to read this together as well. Just remind ourselves of the free flow of God's grace that we receive because of the sacrifice he made for us. And so let's read this together. Almighty God, who does freely pardon all who repent and turn to him, now fulfill in every contrite heart the promise of redeeming grace, forgiving all our sins and cleansing us from an evil conscience through the perfect sacrifice of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. I want to read you out of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 and following. Listen to these words. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. All we have is Christ. Amen. Let's stand to our feet and declare that truth this morning.
Suffered in my place, you bore the
see the Spirit of our King, to fall back into fear, the bonds of slavery adopted, now we stand to glory in our King. He is the risen one, His is the, come on, let's sing this together, church.
For we did not receive the Spirit of our King to fall back into fear, the bonds
we are adopted in Him.
Adopted, now we stand to glory in our King. He is the risen one, His is the victory. For we did not receive the Spirit of our King to fall back into fear, the bonds of slavery. Adopted, now we stand to glory.
Goodness and kindness, Jesus.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art! How great Thou art!
Jesus, as we continue to worship You this morning, God, I pray that, God, all of our hearts would respond for what it is that You have done for us with joy, God, as we sing and declare Your greatness, Father. Throughout the Psalms, we're told to sing joyfully before our God. God, stir within our heart the joy to sing to You now.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song.
The cornerstone.
This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest droughts and storms. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving ceases. My comforter, my all in all, alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helplessness.
This gift of love,
this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones He came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied for every sin. Ground His body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave He
took all of our sins away on the cross, and we can rejoice and worship Him freely. There's no guilt in life.
No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man could ever pluck me from His hand. To Him returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ,
no power of hell.
Let's give a round of applause. Remain standing. And let's just give thanks to the Lord through prayer. Father, we adore You. We start this year knowing that You are God and God alone, that You are sovereign. You're the God of creation, as we've sang about. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Father, You are a God who is patient with sin, not wishing any to perish. You are holy, as we've sang about, Father. And then we've confessed, Lord, we realize that we do not measure up to Your standard of holiness, that we are imperfect men and women, led by our own ways and our own desires. Yet, Lord, yet, as we confess, as we repent, and as we put our faith, our hope, our trust in You and You alone, You are faithful, as Kenan read, and just, and You will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And what shall we do but stop and say thank You, Father, and live our lives as men and women in hearts of thanksgiving. Lord, would You give us the Spirit to do that? It's in Your name I pray. Amen. Man, would you have a seat quickly? How about another round of applause, an applause of thanksgiving? Man, it's good stuff. Good stuff. I'm going to lead us in a time of prayer, and we're going to pray for three things. And I just want you to gather just with the people. Don't have to move chairs or anything. Just gather with the people you're next to, your friends, your family members, someone you don't know. And we're just going to offer up, in light of the adoration of the Lord, in light of the confession of our sins, knowing that He is faithful and just and will forgive, that we can just give thanks today. And so we're just going to gather quickly, do quick little popcorn out loud prayers. And the first one I want you to do is just pray for, just be thankful for Christ. Be thankful for the gospel and realities of the gospel, that we have been adopted, that we have been forgiven, that we have been sealed by the Spirit, that we have the Word of God that is true. So just pray prayers of thanksgiving for Christ and in New Testament gospel realities. Quickly. Psalm 111 says, "Praise the Lord, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart
in the company of the upright and in the congregation, I will give thanks to the Lord. So let's take a few moments just to give thanks to the Lord for this church. As Kenan said, we're beginning year number three. So we're just thankful for Harvest. We're thankful for God's faithfulness to this body. We're thankful for our brothers and sisters. And we're anticipating many more years of fruitful ministry. So let's give thanksgiving for this local body. Paul prayed to the church at Philippi. He wrote to the church at Philippi, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. Paul had an affection for the churches that he was able to plant, for the brothers and sisters there. He had affections for the young men he discipled. And so right now, why don't we stop and let's give thanks to the Lord for someone who has discipled you, someone who led you to the Lord, someone who has ministered to you over the past year, or someone you are discipling. Let's give thanks to God for those in our lives who we love in Christ. Would those who have been designated to receive the offering please come forward and I will close our time of thanksgiving here. Heavenly Father, you are so good. You are so loving. You are so just. You are so righteous, Father. Your word says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. And so, Father, we look at these realities that we were lost, we were orphans, and yet you adopted us as your son and daughter, and we say thank you, Father. We look at our state caught in sin, stuck in sin, and know that you redeemed us by the blood of Christ, and for that we say thank you, Lord. And we look at the promise that we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and that Spirit is a guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, and for that we say thank you, Lord. May this year and the rest of our lives be marked by people who are full of the Holy Spirit, giving thanks to you. And Father, thank you for the gifts that we are about to receive now. May we use them for your name and your fame and your glory, not only here in Memphis, but also around the world. It's in your name that I pray. Amen.
Fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain time fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love.
stand and worship together.
Here I raise my Ebenezer. Here by thy grace help I come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home.
Jesus saw.
Jesus saw.
Joplin, one of the pastors here, during this time, be during our time of supplication. You may be seated. There's a scripture that comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 and verse 6, and it says this: Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. We're going to take some time. Getting close again, and we're going to make some requests known to God, but they're not going to be self-centered requests, amen? They're going to be requests that glorify the Lord. The first will be this one. We're going to ask God that he would allow his spirit to convict and to save unsaved family, friends, neighbors, and visitors who come to Harvest. We're going to ask for God's spirit to convict and to save unsaved family and friends, neighbors, and visitors who come to Harvest. And then I'll interject. You can gather up. now. We're going to ask God to heal those who are physically sick, to heal those who are physically sick, and to get glory out of those who are sick as well. To heal those who are physically sick and to get glory out of those who are sick as well. And now, we ask God to show us how to love those within the body and those who are outside the body well. God, show us how to love those inside the body and those outside the body well. God, we thank you. Thank you for allowing us to gather today as a church body. And just adore you and confess to you and give you thanks and request things in your name, in Jesus' name. Lord, allow us to keep on glorifying you, Lord God, and make your name look good. Lord, thank you for communion, Lord God. We thank you for being able to participate in remembering your body that was broken for us and your blood that was shed on the cross. We give you glory and honor during this time in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the audio from Harvest Church in Memphis, Tennessee. Feel free to make copies and distribute this content, but please do not charge for those copies.